Now DUZ Does brings you the Goldberg.
You, does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Sounds like Dan, the Does mailman.
You heard right, Mr. Collier, and wait till you hear all these Does letters we got.
Well, let's see what's dozing in everybody's wash this week, Dan.
Hey, here's a letter from San Francisco. Mr. Emmett Roebling has a new use for Does.
What?
He dozes his Packard car.
Oh, but he goes to the store and says, a Packard of Does, please.
Oh. Say, here's one from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Mrs. W.H. Fitting says when she gets ready to bake potatoes, she dozes them first.
What?
Think of dozing a potato.
She's sure a smart tomato.
Sure is.
Oh, here's a swell letter from Trenton, New Jersey, folks. Mrs. C.W. Voorhees says, I used to be a real fuss budget on wash day. I fussed about the grease on Dad's overalls, the dirt on Junior's trousers, my daughter's soiled dresses. Then I found Does, and the way it helps me whiz through my wash. I don't fuss anymore. I just does everything. Well, that's the thing to do, Mrs. Voorhees. Does can't be beat for getting towels white or work clothes clean easy. Yet this new kind of soap gives you extra safety for your pretty colored rayons. Yes, does best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Does led the parade with its remarkable combination. Only Does gave you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Listen to Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. A child's mind is somewhat like a penny magnet. No one can quite tell what it will attract, nor how long it will hold on to it. Only a few moments ago, Molly had good cause to wonder about the workings of Amadeo's mind, and made a mental note to pay closer attention to its development. When Teresa Fernandez dropped by, it was apparent that so far she knew nothing about the arrest last night of her fiancé, Edward Reynolds. Obviously, he hadn't had the courage as yet to break the news to her. But Amadeo had no such inhibitions. When Reynolds' name was mentioned, he turned to Teresa and, in Spanish, blurted out that Mr. Reynolds had been arrested for the murder of Elizabeth Neal. At which point, Teresa fainted. Listen.
Rosalie, are you giving me some ice or not to what?
I am, Mom.
So do so, if you are. Hello? Hello, operator. Give me the mule, please. Yes. Go away, Kitty. Go away, please.
Who are you calling, Mom?
I'm calling Pa. Hello? Hey, hello, Drake? Me. Yeah. How are you? What do you mean, why? Jake, please, I'm not asking questions. I didn't ask you. If you don't want to tell me, so I'm not asking, Jake, darling. I called to tell you. Or else I wouldn't tell you. It's only important if you see Mr. Fernandez, if you do. So don't tell him that Teresa fainted. She did. Just. Yes. Because Amadeo, the child, told about Mr. Reynolds that he was arrested and why and the whole tragedy out plain. Huh? I don't know. I don't know who spoke Spanish and I don't know who spoke English or which of us. All right. All right, if you're busy, I wouldn't talk lengthy. Huh? But did I say, Jake, I said I can wait? I can wait. Whatever it is, I can wait. All right. All right, dear. Jake, you there yet? Listen, under the circumstances, I'm cooking light tonight. Huh? All right, because I'm saying it if you expect heavy. I'll have something to start and something to begin in the main dish and a little something to finish dessert, whatever which. All right? All right, darling. Relax a little bit, if you can, if you will. I don't love you, I love you too. All right, my dear. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye. Oh, well, Rosalie, but what's taking so long, what?
I'm getting it as fast as I can, Mom.
Fine to do, huh? Only one thing I would like to know, only one thing.
What, Mom?
When you come, I'll ask you.
Does Teresa feel a little better?
Slightly. And don't go up. I want it to rest quietly.
Here, Marty, this is all the ice we have left.
Give me.
Here. You were saying something,
Mom? I said there's only one thing I would like to know.
Yes?
Who told Amadeo? How did he know about Mr. Reynolds and the arrest and the tragedy?
Well, don't look at me, Ma.
Then I left for the meeting. The child was sleeping, not?
Yes.
When we came back, he was also upstairs sleeping, not?
Birdie was here.
Does Birdie speak Spanish?
He understands English, Ma.
You think Birdie would
well,
say...
Well, he heard something, and the only person that was here was Birdie.
Mm-hmm. You see, Rosalie? Hmm? You see? Learn, my kind. Learn that words spoken without thought are dangerous weapons. Not for nothing and not without reason were wise sayings printed in books. And when I say that sometimes to you, you laugh at me. They're small thoughts.
When did I laugh?
It's all right. I know when you laugh. I can see when you laugh behind your eyes.
When?
When? It's all right, when. When I sometimes say, think before you speak.
Well, why would I laugh at that?
Because it's such an ordinary, everyday saying. Or if I say sometimes silence is golden. Or a few more little things like that I say. I say them, Rosalie, yes. And if you continue to say them enough, they become part of your actions. And that is the value of proper thinking.
Ma, you make me feel...
I don't want you to feel anything, but have respect for ordinary things, too. A stitch in time saves nine is also something to ponder.
Ma.
All right. It's all right. I'll be right down. I'm going to keep the door closed upstairs so she wouldn't be disturbed. And if Teresa's father calls, don't mention that she fainted. You hear me?
All right, Ma. I won't. Go away, Kitty, please. That's the second pair of stockings you tore. Go away and pull your claws in. You're as bad as a lot of people I know. I'm supposed to be your friend. Stop scratching, Kitty.
But Kitty! Why don't you teach Boy to stop jumping on people? Look at this dress. The face stay out of the cleaners. Oh, for goodness sake.
It's only mud.
Only?
Well, just wait until it dries. It'll brush out.
Oh, I don't know. For a woman that did a pretty good job at raising her children, I must say your mother didn't duplicate the job with her animals.
Listen, Birdie.
Forget it, Rosie. Forget it. Where's your mother?
She's upstairs with Teresa.
Teresa? What is she doing here? They're waiting for her down at the police headquarters. I understand Mr. Reynolds won't talk until he sees Teresa.
She fainted.
Fainted? She did? Why didn't somebody call me? Why wasn't I told what happened? Was the news too much for her? Who told it to her?
Amadeo.
Amadeo?
Yes.
You mean the child? How did he know? Who would tell a child such a thing?
That's what we would like to know, Birdie.
Well, listen, don't look at me, Rosie. I'm not a linguist. I don't speak Spanish, you know.
Birdie?
Mrs. Gobag, I understand that I'm the one who's being accused of discussing a gruesome murder in front of a child.
I didn't say that, Birdie.
You intimated as much, Rosie.
Birdie, I didn't say anything.
You did. You always do. If it isn't you, it's your father. And if it isn't your father, it's your Uncle David. If anything is ever said or spoken, it's always Brady. Well, I think the time has come at last when we should either cease to see each other or just remain casual acquaintances.
All right, Birdie. After people have been friends, they can become casualties.
Well, I don't like being the target for sarcastic remarks. And I don't like to be known as a village gossip. If I come here and tell you things, it's because of my sincere regard for you and your family. And if you recall, you remember that I was the first one to say that Mr. Reynolds was not the man he appeared to be. And if he was opposed to the housing project, there was a very good reason. And now it's out. It's known. And we were all like babies in the woods, and we didn't know.
What, Birdie?
What do you mean, what?
Well, what didn't we know?
You mean you don't know what Mr. Reynolds...
They found his body in the ground?
Oh, if they had the corpus delicti, he'd be finished. But they're holding him on a second charge.
What do you mean? Rosalie, go upstairs and see if Teresa's comfortable.
But, Ma...
You better go. This is not a very pretty story, and I'm not so sure I'm going to tell it either.
Why shouldn't you tell it?
Silence is golden, Ma.
And speech is silver? And go forward. And silver's also worth its weight in gold at the right moment, in the right time, psychological, or otherwise. And close the door to the upstairs hall.
Right.
And don't look. The latter two can be changed also. Well, Birdie, dear.
Oh, for goodness sakes, of all the times.
Excuse me, Birdie. Hold yourself in a minute. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Handley. How is Bruce? Huh?
Don't make it a wrong call, Mrs. Gobag, please.
Yes. Yes, indeed, Mrs. Handley. Well, it was a night of nights. Well, who could sleep? Uh-huh.
Please, Mrs. Gobag.
Well, the evidence? Uh-huh. Well, Birdie's here now, and she
listen,
will tell...
all I can say is some people have nothing in the whole world to do with...
Well, Mrs. Hanley, Birdie's right in the middle.
In the middle? My goodness, I haven't even reached the starting line yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mrs. Hanley. Well, I'll hear it all from Birdie. Thank you for the consideration. Give my all to Bruce. Yeah. Bye.
It's about time.
She was calling to impart the details of Mr. Reynolds, Birdie, and the evidence.
It's an incredible story, Mrs. Goldberg. Incredible.
Well, Birdie, so let me hear incredible.
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg, please. My nerves can't stand it. You'll have to choose between me and that telephone.
Maybe it's important.
What am I to tell you that isn't important? Is that...
Hello?
What I
Mrs. Willoughby? Just a minute, Birdie, please. Yeah? Yes?
This is the last time, positively the last. Why should I age myself for the sake of the truth when people...
Yes? Last night? Oh, of course, though. Sleepless. Absolutely sleepless without the eyelash closed, even.
Well?
Me, too. You don't say...
Mrs. Goldberg, for the last time,
I... No. Yeah? No. But Birdie was just... Thank you, darling. Thank you very much for thinking of me. Goodbye.
Mrs. Goldberg, do you or don't you?
Birdie,
want
I
to?
Do.
Well, all right then, Mrs. Goldberg.
You were saying?
You won't believe it.
Tell it to me, Birdie. Let me be the one to decide whether I believe it or not.
Now, we all take pride in a job well done. So when it comes to washing dishes, let Duzz do them. Haven't you heard me say Duzz is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, that holds true for dishwashing, too.
Well, I'm just a bride. I haven't been washing dishes very long, but I don't like any part of it.
Oh, you like dozing dishes. This new kind of wash day soap really does everything for dishes.
For instance?
Well, look, would you like suds that stand up till the last dish is done?
That would help.
That does. This new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant you turn on the water. Suds that last so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And say, wouldn't you like fast action on grease?
Now you're talking.
Even the toughest frying pan is a cinch with Duzz. It whips through grease with no hard scouring. And here's something brides from 16 to 60 like. Duzz is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them wonderfully soft and smooth.
Say, I'm going to Duzz my dishes.
Smart gal. Duzz does best. In the dishpan, too. Duzz does everything. Well, it seems as if everybody knows the real reason behind Reynolds' arrest except Molly. Mike hinted at it. So did Jake. Uncle David began to tell it. And now it's Bertie's turn. Let's hope she can finish before Teresa comes downstairs again. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Duzz, the soap that does everything in your wash. Want some extra ration points? Save used fat. You'll get 2 red points for every pound. Save every drop of used fat.